My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
We are pleased to welcome Karen Garigian, who is a columnist, a longtime insider and reporter. It's really covered everything New England sports, but right now doing some double duty with the Celtics into the conference finals and then through the conference finals and then the Patriots going through their OTAs and their practices and trying to start over, essentially, because it's all new there. So, Karen, let's start with the Celtics. They're back into the NBA Finals, but what's different about this team in 2024?
I would say that we've always wondered if they had it in them to win the close games and to beat opponents and not have series extend, you know, while they're trying to make their way through. And I think this year's team has a different kind of resolve. I think they're more talented than they've been in the recent past, and they've been able to close out games and close out series. And I think they have a confidence playing with each other. It's just kind of a different vibe.
What about Jaylen Brown? He was the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. And I kind of feel like maybe of all the Celtics, he's the one that looks so comfortable, mature, in charge, and ready to punch through to victory.
You know, I think last year in Game 7 against the Miami Heat and the Eastern Conference Championship, he had one of his worst games. I mean, he was like a turnover machine. And I think that's kind of stuck with him. And I think he's been on a kind of a mission to right the ship and to show himself to be the player that he believes he is. I also think he has a chip on his shoulder because I don't think he thinks people give him enough credit for being the player that he is. He worked really hard in the offseason to improve as a defender. He worked on some of his stumbling blocks. I think it bothered him that he didn't get all NBA status, at least, you know, or all defensive player of the year. So I think he's kind of on a mission to kind of prove to the detractors and doubters what kind of a player he really is.
He definitely appears to be playing that way right now. And so a week to wait for the Celtics, which means we have time to focus on the Patriots. Why not? It is the end of May, and there's practices, and there's workouts, and soon it'll be mandatory OTAs. How different is it around the Pats now, Karen, after your years of covering them, but this year with no Bill Belichick?
It is different. First of all, well, Gerard Mayo is the new coach. He played for Belichick. He coached with Belichick. And you know, in some ways, he's kind of a breath of fresh air because he's personable with reporters. He answers questions, and he's not gruff. He doesn't give you one-word answers. I'm just talking from a media standpoint.
Yes.
But the players have also taken note that they're not getting reamed out as much by the head coach or sworn at. And, you know, they'll openly tell you it's just a different vibe. And I don't think that was necessarily a knock on Coach Belichick. It's just different and refreshing for them to have a less stressful environment, let's say.
What type of coach is Gerard?
Well, I think we're going to find out. He describes himself and the players describe him as a player's coach. He wants players to be able to talk to him. You know, he wanted to take the stress out of the air and have them not be afraid to talk or not be afraid to let their feelings known. I mean, whether you're a veteran or a rookie. But by the same token, one of the players was talking today and says, look, he's tough when he has to be. But it's just, you know, it's just different. Gerard is maybe 10 years removed from playing.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's much closer in age. And I think he gets today's athlete a little more than 72-year-old Bill Belichick. I think Bill tried to evolve over time, but it was still tough. And players of this age want explanations for why they're doing certain things, as opposed to the coach is saying, Bill saying, well, because I said so. They want to know the whys behind things. And Gerard is fine with that because he gets it. He was in that culture a little bit, or in that culture as it evolved. And so, yeah, he wants them to speak. If people have questions, he's going to answer the questions. And that includes the players.
Interesting. Karen Garigian is with us from Boston, Patriots reporter and columnist for Mass Live Sports, one of our favorites here on After Hours with Amy Lawrence. One of the reasons I was thinking of you is because I caught one of your headlines on social that said, trying to make sense of the rookie quarterback, Drake May, as the third string QB, at least initially in the spring depth chart. So what did you figure out?
I think they don't want to make the same mistakes that they made with Mac Jones mm-hmm. earlier. I think they know they're in a rebuild, even though it's in some instances or in a lot of instances, a rebuild would force you to play the quarterback taken number 3 overall right away. But I think they're willing to, you know, wait till he's ready or closer to being ready. I think they feel comfortable with Jacoby Brissett. I think they feel comfortable with their defense. And I think until they're confident that they're not going to be doing harm to Drake May by putting him in, out there, and by that I mean, you know, is he ready for the NFL? But more than that, can the offensive line block for him and not get him killed?
Ugh.
Does he have enough weapons to succeed? So I think they're kind of in that determining process. But, I mean, Drake May also has a couple of fundamental mechanical type issues that they're working on with his footwork and so on. And he's learning a new offense. They're going to take their time. And again, I'm not saying you won't see him week one, but I'm saying to you, he's going to have to absolutely beat out Jacoby Brissett to be there, to be the starter on week one.
When you say mistakes with Mac Jones, does that include throwing him out there before he was ready?
Actually, I mean, he had one of the best rookie years ever recorded by a quarterback. I think the mistake they feel was in the developmental process of that quarterback. From that promising rookie year, they sent him on a tailspin, you know, after Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator who did so well with Mac Jones, left. Bill Belichick figured he could stick anyone in there as an offensive coordinator, and the kid would do well. Only having Matt Patricia, who basically only coached defense, and Joe Judge, basically in charge of Mac Jones, proved to be a disaster. And for a lot of reasons, because Matt Patricia wasn't equipped to run a modern offense. Their offensive line was terrible. You know, between that and not having receivers to get open, just week by week, essentially destroyed the confidence of Mac Jones.
Karen, from what you saw of him and what you know of him in those years covering him, how much do you think a fresh start could resurrect his NFL career?
You know, even with Coach Belichick gone, even with Matt Patricia gone, even with all the evil parts gone, I still think it was best for him to move on elsewhere. I mean, it got to the point where they were chanting for Bailey Zappe to come in, and he needed a fresh start. Being home in Jacksonville, where he's from, I think he's in a very good situation, you know, kind of backing up Trevor Lawrence. If Lawrence gets hurt, I think they like the fact that they have someone who has at least a pedigree to step in to be able to take over. You know, whether Mac Jones can get past his demons, seeing rushers that aren't there, trying to do too much, you know, which was part of his problem here too. I mean, if he can get past how far he fell, if he can get himself up, I think he can be a very, you know, a good quarterback in the league. I'm not saying great, but I think pretty good.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, Karen Garigian with us to talk Patriots, even in these early infancy stages of Gerard Mayo's tenure. What are some of the other major questions as they go through this process?
Many of the questions are all on offense. They don't really have a left tackle. They drafted a kid, Saydon Wallace, who only played right tackle in college, and they're thinking that they drafted him thinking, well, we can move him to left, but it's really not that simple. They signed a tackle from Pittsburgh. I think he played on the left side a little bit in college, but in the pros, only the right side. And he even said, it's Chuck's Okorafor. He even told us it's a big adjustment for him to move to the left side, and he's learning as quickly as he can. So when you really don't have any natural left tackles, that's a little bit scary, especially if you're going to throw the franchise number 3 overall pick under center. Number 2 is, you know, they did draft several receivers, but the issue with their receiving core is they basically have a bunch of number 3 receivers. Number 2, if you're being generous, so they don't really have any top dogs. They don't have any guys who can separate from man coverage. They don't have any game-breaking type of talent, and in today's NFL, it's an offensive-driven league.
Right.
You need receivers. You need great receivers. And the Patriots have a bunch of good receivers. So therein lies quite a bit of their problems.
Is that all?
Is that all? Oh, yeah. That's a piece of cake.
Coming out of that documentary that was done, it certainly seemed like maybe there was more to a rift between Bob Kraft and Bill Belichick. What did you make of that, their relationship, I guess, in the wake of some of those revelations?
Well, I think Bob Kraft tolerated quite a bit while they were winning. You know, the Belichick kind of ways. And like anything, when you're not winning, it's harder to tolerate some things. And I think Belichick knew that too, as long as he was winning. I mean, Belichick basically ruled over and lorded over everything. That's what happens when you win 6 Super Bowls, right?
Right.
And, you know, Kraft allowed that to happen because, hey, you know, they're winning and he's making money hand over fist. He's the belle of the ball. He went on Belichick's side when Belichick said it was time to move on from Brady. That didn't prove to be a wise decision. You know, in the years after, you know, some decision making on the part of Bill, his drafting was not good. You know, there was just cause. I still think it was hard to sever that tie in some ways, but in other ways it wasn't. I think because of certain things that have come out, you know, both from the documentary, both from things that that have been written in ESPN exposés, you know, I think there's, I don't think they're on the best of terms, but it will be interesting, Amy, to see if Belichick comes to Tom Brady's induction ceremony, because the Patriots have waived the year limit and have this huge ceremony planned for June 12th.
There's no way he could not be there. Come on. No way.
Well, you know, he showed up at the roast and Kraft was there. So,
okay.
See, I think Bill will do it for Brady. but if this was just something for Robert, I'm not sure if he would show up.
One more thing, Karen, before I let you go. I've heard from some Patriots fans on social, and granted, that's just a limited sample size, who have lowered their expectations. You use the word rebuild. And so the last couple years, I think, have taken their toll. And it's funny how quickly people forget the glory years, right? And now how agonizing these couple down years are. What should the expectations be for this Patriots 24 season?
Well, you know, if it was just on what they are on paper, which is a good defensive team and an offensive team that they're trying to remake and rebuild under a quarterback taken number 3 overall, you'd say, well, you know, maybe they'll get to 500 this year after 4 wins. But the thing that's working hugely against them is their schedule. They have a really tough schedule, tough opponents, tough quarterbacks. And I think they'll win games, but, you know, it's going to be hard for me to see them getting up around 500 still, even with things change. And I do think it's going to take a while for all the coaches to kind of, the whole offensive staff is new. There are some new coaches on the defensive staff, and I think it just takes some time for them to evolve and get into their rhythm and get into really teaching their systems.
And here it is May, and yet there's still always intrigue when it comes to the NFL. So I could have said this earlier, but Kyrie Irving will be facing the Celtics. So there's some drama too. If the Mavericks can move on, we'll get that reunion in Boston. Oh, the fans are going to be excited to see him.
Yeah, excited is in a slanted way, I think.
Yes.
Kyrie comes in on like the top 10 villains list. So, yeah, but that's great. We us, we love storylines.
Oh, yes.
We love drama.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see. I mean, Kyrie has, you know, rubbed sage on the court to take away the evil spirits. And he stomped on the leprechaun. And, oh, my goodness, so many evils that Kyrie has perpetrated on Boston. So
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see how that all, but he's a changed man. He's a changed man though. So we'll see. It'll be a love affair.
Yeah. I don't believe it for a second. Kyries don't change their spots. No way. All right. You can find Karen on Twitter at KGurigian, GUREGIAN. And she covers the Patriots, but also the Celtics from Mass Live Sports. And always good to have her on the show. It's good to talk to you again, Karen. Thank you so much.
And thanks for having me, Amy. I always love coming on.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.